Golisano was the first to challenge his assessment right at 4 p.m., carrying with him a life-size plastic goose as a visual aid.
The presentation is going to be in two parts because I believe that there are two very significant issues.
Those two parts refer to the issue he has with the way property taxes are assessed and the issue of geese on his lawn.
I mean, imagine not having your grandchildren being able to come down to the lake, because if they run around on that lawn, they're going to track that stuff into the house. And the average goose defecate 2 pounds a day. 2 pounds a day.
He says they've tried decoys, fishing twine, and spraying the lawn, but nothing has deterred the animals. And he claims the town has done nothing to help him. This is why he continues to withhold $145,000 in taxes to the town of South Bristol and wants to challenge the amount he pays due to his lawn being unusable.
This problem began to exist after June 1st. So my assessment period was already established. So now I have all this damage to my property, and I can't change my assessment. I have to pay the full year's taxes.
But the town assessment board said this isn't the forum for these issues, and that the town just follows the guidelines that are set by the state. They can listen and make decisions about his taxes, but they can't change the rules or really fix the goose problem. The hearing strayed from the topics towards the end. Friends of Golisano's added comments in what wasn't an open forum. A neighbor compared the geese to immigrants from Mexico, but the question still remains. Whose job is it to manage the goose problem on Golisano's property? Caitlin White, WXXI News.